Welcome back to class. This is the last class for the day, and the topic of discussion is credit facilitation. We are going to be taking a look at credit facilitation, what a credit facility is, the elements of financial management, the definition of financial discipline, and financial discipline in practice. Credit facilitation is a means by which companies get access to credit support from financial institutions. This scheme, the Agribusiness Small and Medium Enterprise Investment Scheme, is a credit facilitation. So, what is a credit facility? A credit facility is a type of loan made in a business or corporate finance context. It allows the borrowing business to take out money over an extended period of time rather than reapplying for a loan each time it needs money. So, what does a credit facilitation do? What are the benefits of credit facilitation? Credit facilitation empowers businesses by enabling them to have access to finance, which can be used for fixed assets acquisition, such as for buying land, buying property, buying machinery. Credit facilitation can also be used for expansion. I remember the reasons for expansion: to meet demand, to generate more revenue, to become more attractive. Through credit facilitation, businesses can have finance for modernization as well. And remember what modernization can do for a business. Remember your value chain analysis. Modernization adds value to your product or service and your brand. Also, you can use the funds that you get through credit facilitation for diversification. Remember, we said that one of the ways you can mitigate the challenges that MSMEs face in Nigeria is to diversify your business investment. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Let's analyze the elements of financial management in credit facilitation. So, with these three elements, you would be able to know if you are managing your finance or have managed your finance effectively. The first element is allocation of finance. Have a plan on what you are going to do with the money. Before you apply for a loan, you need to have a plan on what you are going to do with the money. Just like going to the market. Yes, just like going to the market to get supplies. You must have a list of what you want to use the money available to buy. Remember that a loan is a limited resource. This loan is a limited resource. There's no room for guesswork. Write them down. Don't say to yourself, I know what I want to buy. Write them down. I don't know if you've had this experience where you go to the market to get supplies and failed to go with a list because you thought you had the list, the list of items in your memory, only to get back home and discover that there were several important items that you didn't get, and others that you got that were not on the list or needed as urgently as those ones that you left out. Yeah, I know you may have had such an experience, but remember, this time, this is serious business. You are not going to buy groceries. This is a loan that you are taking out to do a business or for your business. Have a physical list that you have written out clearly all the items or the reasons why you need the loan. It's not a big work. Just take out time, write everything down. Then the second element is resources utilization. Do what you said you would do with the money. It is that simple. If you don't do what you said you would do with the money, you have started setting yourself up for failure. If you already have a plan, why not just follow the plan rather than to start walking in the dark or relying on assumptions? You have to protect yourself. You have to do what you said you would do with the money. So the third element is appraisal and audit. Find out how well you did what you said you would do. Now, life happens sometimes. You know, events you didn't anticipate can happen. We make mistakes sometimes. You know, and that is why it is important to appraise your performance and come up with ways to do better next time. And the next time, you know, your appraisal could be done weekly or monthly or quarterly. You know, do it as regularly and as often as possible. You must learn to delay gratification. You must learn to delay gratification. You know, perseverance and discipline are required for long-term growth. So, set a plan for the money that you need and use the money that you get to achieve the plan that you set. Delay gratification. Delay gratification. What are some of the ways you can practice financial discipline? What are some of the ways you can practice financial discipline? Let's first of all look at the definition of financial discipline. Financial discipline refers to how well you are able to conform your spending and saving to the plan that you have set to achieve your monetary goals. How well you are able to conform your spending and saving to the plan, you see, to the plan, you must have a plan, to the plan that you have set to achieve your monetary goals. So quickly, let us look at some of the ways you can practice financial discipline. One, have a good record keeping and financial reporting system. Every account must balance. Every account must balance. Don't run your business without keeping proper records. This is how you know if you are financially disciplined. You must keep proper records. Whenever you spend money, and many mistakes that are made in business is that we spend the business money on private for things that are not related to the business. Let me put it that way. You know, I used to work with someone who get requests from different people asking him for help, this kind of help, that kind of help. And sometimes he buys things, you know, out of impulse. And when he checks his personal account and there's no money there, he just spends from the company's money. And proper records are not kept. So at the end of the month, this person finds himself under some kind of pressure and he's always upset. Like, how come I don't have money? How come I don't have money? What did I spend my money on? And that's when you now have to start printing your statement. But guess what? The statement might not tell what you spent the money on. It just showed that you spent this amount of money. So you must be disciplined enough to write it down. When you get home, or as you send the money to whoever, you write it down and send it to your accountant. See, record this expense, or put this in your records. This was how we spend the money. So I owe the business. When you spend money from your business, even if you are the business owner, you spend it on items that are not related to your business. Let it be a loan that you have taken. Because remember the accounting principle, you have to separate the business entity from yourself and other businesses that you have. So have a good record keeping and financial reporting system. Okay. Whatever method you want to use, just make sure it is effective. So number two, use outsourcing agreements. You know, this has outsourcing agreements force you to practice financial discipline, but through others. Don't keep the funds with yourself. Send somebody else to do the work, basically. Give them the money. Let them have the money. You know, organizations that are probably more financially disciplined than you are, that practice more financial discipline than you are, let them have the money. Let them have an agreement with them. Because it's an agreement and it's their business to manage the funds. It's not your business to manage the funds. You don't think, or sometimes you don't think it's your business to manage the funds, and so you misuse the funds. If you know you don't have that level of financial discipline, get into an outsourcing agreement and share the risk or move the risk to somebody else. Have you noticed that when you want to send somebody else to go to the market for you, we are more comfortable when they write the items down than when they just go without having any list. Like, you finish telling them, enumerating the things you want, and they say, okay, ma, and they start leaving. They're like, no, come, write it down. I don't want you to miss out any item. So we understand this in principle, but sometimes we choose not to apply the principle. You know? So sometimes we actually write down the list to give to other people when we want to send them to get things for us. But when we are the ones going, we feel that I don't need a list, I have it in my memory, and we end up buying the things that we don't need. So having a list is a good and effective financial management practice. Okay, so have a realistic financial plan. Have a realistic financial plan. Know exactly how much you want. Know exactly how much you want to use, and how much you would have to spend, and how much you can save. Be realistic, so that you don't put yourself under too much pressure and end up falling into depression. Remember, you need to stay healthy and mentally sharp and fit to function well as an entrepreneur. You know, so be careful how you set your plan. Let it be realistic. Now, you can also manage your finance by objective. I think this is a management principle. Management by objective. Manage your finance by objective. And it's very simple and direct. Plan, do, and review. It's a simple and straightforward process. 5. What policies? Conduct regular financial risk assessment, both internally and externally. For example, what policies have been changed that could make you lose money or make it hard for you to follow your plan? This is an external risk. If there's government policy that has been changed, you probably need to readjust your plan, but you wouldn't know if you did not do a risk assessment. So you must do your risk assessment. You also need to look internally and look for the risk. Take for example, if there's an employee who has made the company to lose money more than once in a month because of negligence, that staff has become an internal risk. If something is not done to stop it from reoccurring, this staff may lead you and your company into debt, into huge debts and losses. So you must conduct your financial risk assessment regularly. Okay, so this brings us to the end of the credit facilitation class. With these few points of mine, I hope you have learned a thing or two on how you can better practice financial discipline. Thank you. Your level of engagement in the WhatsApp group has been encouraging. Please keep it up. We appreciate your feedback. Keep the questions coming. Until I come your way again tomorrow, take care, stay safe, and God bless you.